Welcome to the Wellness Creator Podcast, where we delve into the business side of online wellness, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration from people like you who are building meaningful income streams on the internet. If you're in the business of helping people to live healthier, happier lives, this podcast is for you. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get notified each time we release a new episode.
After 10 years of working with online yoga teachers, we have learned a thing or two about what works and what doesn't. In this video, we're going to share 7 mistakes that we see over and over and over again that keep your business more complicated than it needs to be and limits your earning potential. Ready, Jenny? Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, number one, the first mistake that we see people doing is waiting until they have a whole bunch of content pre-recorded before getting started as an online teacher. So this is problematic for a couple of reasons, because one, you should just get started as soon as possible and, you know, start your journey as an online teacher, build your business. You'll learn so much and you're going to make a ton of mistakes in the beginning, and that's normal. So you're just, if you're waiting to get it all perfect, you're just deferring kind of all of those kind of normal growing pains that you're going to have when you get started. And the second reason why this is problematic is because your students probably don't want like a giant library of content. That's actually not helpful for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think people wait because they think, I think it's a huge procrastination technique. It's like, I'm not ready. I need more content. And they're anticipating that the students are going to want to have what you just said, they don't, a huge body of material that they can get in there. And we tell a lot of clients that they need about 2 to 3 videos to go, especially if you're starting a membership. It really isn't that much. So if you are delaying starting your business, just ask yourself, is this one of the reasons that you might be procrastinating? You do not need a lot of content.
Yeah. And in fact, it's a liability to have it. So when we get brought in as coaches, in addition to running Marvelous and co-founding Marvelous, we also work with some of our clients as business coaches. One of the biggest mistakes that we see our existing clients making on the platform is that they just have too much content. It's overwhelming to their clients. And so it's actually problematic. It's a liability. And so we work with them to kind of like siphon that down to a manageable amount. Because if you put yourself in your students' shoes and you show up to a membership or even a course and there's pages and pages of content, imagine how overwhelming that is. You don't know where to start. There's just too much going on. You don't feel like you're getting your money's worth, even if it's a low priced offer, because there's so much you'll never have time to actually go through it all. So you feel like you're not actually getting the value, versus if you start with just a few pieces of content, you're curating what's important to those students. And so you're saying, right now, these are the 3 things that I recommend you go do this week. That is such a gift to give to those people. So we just want you to think like reverse about having a bunch of content.
Right. And we talk more about that strategy and that detail in the membership video, and I'll put a link to it. But we go much more into detail about how difficult it is to have a lot of videos for your clients. Okay. Yep. Second point, Jenny, is we see too many teachers undercharging.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk on this channel a whole bunch about pricing, because we have so much insight into people's businesses in this industry, how much they charge for what they're delivering. And we want you to think about what we call value-based pricing, which is this idea you're charging someone for their journey, their transformation, their result that they get as a result of working with you and consuming your digital product. And so it's not about, you know, I'm giving you 3 videos, for example, a week, and so therefore each video should be about $10.
And, my
hourly rate, but then this is online, so I'm going to deduct, or I'm going to look at what someone else is charging, and then I'm just going to charge a little less than that. That's also very common. And so here's the thing. In this industry, almost all of you are dramatically undercharging for what you deliver to people. And so it's kind of like you're dragging everyone else down, if that's what you're doing. You're kind of, making the entire industry perpetuating undercharging, which is really problematic, because we would rather you earn your money from your craft and doing what you're uniquely good at in the world versus having to supplement it with like doing Uber Eats at night. Like you should be able to make a living from being a wellness instructor. And so please don't undercharge. Please not charge what you're worth, because that's also problematic, because you're all worth enough without charging anything. But please consider charging based on the value you're delivering to your audience.
Right. We can do multiple videos on this whole topic, and maybe we will explore that. But to move on, number three mistake that we see is no distinct niche. Super general. Come on in, everyone. I can help you if you're stressed or if you're tired or if you're fighting with your spouse or you're weak. Like whoever you are, I can help you. Problem with that?
So here's the problem. You probably can help everyone, but you cannot market to everyone. And so if you are running a business, that's probably why you're watching our channel, is you are running a cash generating, revenue generating business. And so you, in order to do that successfully on the internet, you need to niche down. So you need to pick a specific group of people and solve a specific problem for them with your offering. And if you don't do that, then you're essentially like a commodity and people don't know how to evaluate whether you're the right instructor for them or whether they should work with someone else. You're just making that a really hard decision for your audience.
You cannot be, if you are a yoga teacher, you cannot teach general yoga online. You will not make any money. That is what YouTube is for. And so we push all of our clients to pick a niche, hyper niche, so that when somebody reads your marketing, they're like, oh my God, this is exactly what I'm looking for. She's in my head. She's like, knows me so well. This is exactly the teacher that I need. Otherwise, you might make $10,000, $20,000 a year, but it's so hard to scale beyond that if you're just like general.
Yeah, you just become kind of part of the noise on the internet, to be honest. There's just, you know, we hear a lot of people who are like, is the internet too crowded for yoga teachers or for online personal trainers? Is there room for me? Well, not if you're a generalist. Like, honestly, there probably isn't. Yeah. But if you are niched down and you're solving, again, a specific problem for a specific group of people, there's plenty of room for you. The world is your oyster.
Yeah. And that kind of like leads us into the next point or mistake, is that there's the teachers that we see online are not focusing enough on sales and marketing, right? Mm-hmm. They're just not knowing or understanding how the internet works. They're not doing a good enough job on marketing. They're just not bringing new people and new clients into their business.
Yes. So when you operate in the offline world and you have, for example, a brick and mortar operation, your physical presence is kind of your marketing, right? You can do additional marketing and you probably should, but you have a sign, people walk by or drive by, they see that you're there doing what you do. The internet doesn't have that. There's no drive by the internet. The only way that people know you exist is because you're out marketing, sort of like calling attention through a megaphone to what you do. So if you just think, I'm going to rely on the fact that I don't like marketing or sales are icky and I'm just going to do my craft because that's what I'm here to do, that's fine. You're just not going to make very much money. I mean, that's not really an online business. You cannot do that, especially in 2024. When we're recording this, like maybe you could have done that in 2011 when there was like two online yoga teachers. You can't do it now. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, that's right. You have to, I don't care who you are, you have to fall in love with marketing your own business. You've got to learn copywriting. You've got to learn some sales funnels. You've got to use social media or have another plan on how to get the word out that you have this incredible offer online, right? And I think there's too many teachers who are just pretending it is 2002 or 5 or 10, and that they just like, I'll just wait for Google to send people for me or to me. Like, and it just doesn't work time and time again. You can wait and you can wait years and your business is not going to grow. You've got to fall in love with marketing. You've got to figure out a way, whether that's, you know, tactics or mindset or whatever, but you have to tell people what you are doing. They're not going to just find you.
Yeah. Here's the only way Google is going to send you anyone. One is if you're here on YouTube making videos, because then that's marketing and Google might send you some people. And number two is if you're blogging and then you're marketing and Google might send you some people, right? Like you have to engage in marketing. Otherwise, yeah, it's just, it's basically if you just put content up and wait for people to come, it is going to be crickets. You might get your cousin, you might get your mom's best friend's daughter, you might get somebody like that, but you are not, or your existing clients, right? But that you're not going to grow. So the reason your existing clients and students know about you is because you're putting yourself out there, you're walking around in a real town or real city. People are asking you, you know, do you teach online? Because I loved your in-person class. That's kind of marketing. Like your in-person classes are also a form of marketing, but you're just going to be very limited in your growth because you can only work with people in person so much, right? There's only, that's a growth channel that's pretty limited based on your hours.
Yeah. And again, that leads us to the next one. And the last one is like people too often, teachers too often, lean on the fact that they're a really good teacher and their stuff is really, really good. And they believe that that is going to equal a good business, right? Like, and our coaching clients tell us like, and I've done it this and I've done that. And here's the results people get. And it's like, that's fantastic, but nobody knows. Nobody knows
and
how
I've trained
good you are.
This person and this person and this person. That's the other thing people like to say. And I did this training for 2 years in this very remote place in the world with this teacher.
Okay.
Nobody cares. That's great. You should feel proud and excited about that yourself. Like that should give you the confidence and, you know, the expertise to go out in the world and do the work. But nobody who is going to pay you money for what you do is going to come to you because of that. Like it's very unlikely. So I just think, you know, thinking about this last one, Sandy, where it's like, okay, I think because I'm really good at what I do, I'm going to get clients. Think about all of the famous artists historically that died broke because no one appreciated their art, right? Like, so that's basically the same as you as being a good teacher. Like nobody's going to come and find you. Like, and you probably, you know, because what you do is ephemeral, even after you die, there's no record of it. Like, it's just, you have to go out and you have to hustle. You have to be the kind of person that's like, I want this bad enough. I want to make a living from this craft. I know I can change people's lives. You have to want that bad enough to go put yourself out there.
That's right. That's right. All right. So those are the six mistakes we see people make. Another bonus one is that teachers are making videos that are way too long, way, way too long. So if you want to know the right length of an online yoga video, what people are actually watching, how long they're sticking around for, then watch this next video right here.
This podcast is brought to you by Marvelous. Marvelous helps you build and sell your own courses, coaching programs, memberships, and digital products. Go from idea to open for business in just minutes. If you're looking for a simple, beautiful, custom branded platform to build and grow your online business, you can learn more at heymarvelous.com.